Blog Talk Radio.
You've tuned in to the best
Blog Talk Radio show
with Thomas Hillsway.
Good evening, everyone. We're so glad that you're here to join us for the School of Thought Blog Talk Radio Show with Dr. Hannah Jessway. We're excited to be here again together to listen, to learn, to grow together with more information on how to be more successful, how to detox our mind and our mentality for better living. We're excited to know this information, and we're also excited to share with you. We want to encourage you that if you missed last week's class, you missed an awesome, awesome teaching from Dr. Hannah Jessway. And when she wants to share this information with you, make sure that you heard it and make sure that you can benefit from it. So she has allowed us to rebroadcast that teaching from Saturday's show again for your hearing. So if you missed the class, this is your opportunity to catch it, get in, join in. We encourage you to get your pen, get your paper, sit down in a quiet place so you can really absorb this information because it is powerful, it is necessary, and it is wonderful for that next level in life. So we're going to go ahead and go into that teaching. I want to encourage you now, if you haven't been in your mind and your heart, that you should get involved with these detox your mentality classes that are held once a month on the fourth Saturday of each month. But this month is something special. Dr. Hannah Jessway is planting a seed inside of us to grow and go further as we begin to take steps to that next level. She wants to ensure that we are going step by step. So she's going to offer even more classes throughout the month of November. We're excited to hear about that, and we're going to share more information about those upcoming classes. We encourage you to keep watching her Facebook page, so she does post all that information on her Facebook pages so you will not be in the dark. So keep on watching her Facebook pages and post and watch those posts. We also encourage you, if you have any questions, comments, concerns, or you want to leave a message of encouragement, you can always inbox Dr. Hannah Jessway on her Facebook page at Hannah J, or you can even call the ministry line and listen for more information, or contact us at 214-637-1400. That way you can send your message directly, and it will be related to Dr. Hannah Jessway. Again, we're going to jump right into that teaching, so we hope that you're ready, got an opportunity to get out your pen and paper, and you're ready to listen. So enjoy this session, enjoy this class, and we hope to see you in class in November. God bless.
Bless you.
Yeah.
Come with our scripture. We're going to start with our scripture. You got to pay real attention to get what I'm saying today. This is not, this, you're going to have to work. Right? This is not, I'm not coming around with a spoon to, you know, you have to work. This is going to exercise the mind. It's going to make you think. This is a place to provoke your thinking, your thought pattern, so it could change. I don't care how long you've been saved. You've been saved 225 years. It's still the same. Do you all understand that? And do, and let me also say this, for me to be able to be the vessel where God speaks through me to you, that means I had to be the first partaker and go through that journey myself and still going through that journey. Does anybody understand that? Praise the Lord. I feel something in here. First Corinthians 5th chapter. This is the complete Jewish Bible. For those of you that may not know, I use the complete Jewish Bible. So I put it up just in case you don't have a complete Jewish Bible. I know some of us got lazy, so don't bring my Bible because she's going to have the scripture for me. But that's all right. One day I may not have it. You're going to be sitting there like, We have people online, right? How y'all doing? All right. First Corinthians 5th chapter 6 verse says,
your boasting is not good. Don't you know the saying? It takes only a little hamet to live in a whole batch of dough. 7. Get rid of the old hamet so that you can be a new batch of dough. Because in reality, you are unleavened. our Pesach lamb, the Messiah, has been sacrificed. Eight. So let us celebrate the Seder, not with leftover hametz, the hametz of wickedness and evil, but with the matzah of purity and truth.
Now, I know you wonder why she used it. For those of you that know the scripture, it's not Passover. Why would she be bringing this scripture? I'm glad you asked. First of all, we have to understand in the concept of Judaism, the word of God, let me show you, this is symbolically, we're going to show you something. The word of God is like a tree. You know, Yeshua is the tree of life. It's like a tree. And there's different levels of revelation in that same tree. And you look at the tree, then you have to go to the root, then you got to go further on the root. And there's different levels. So the same scripture, and you've seen that when you read the scripture and you read it again and you hear God say something else through the same scripture, right? Because God is that type of God. He's life. He can't just say one word and it just, that's why he said to let her kill it and the spirit do what? Uh-huh. So bringing life meaning that it activated for you to get more. So now you're waiting to see, I'm going to see what she's going to say through the scripture. That's good. Your mind should be thinking. You understand? I want to train your mind to think. Don't let somebody do the thinking for you and tell you, you like, amen. And you really don't even understand it, but you're saying amen. Oh, come on, y'all done that in church. We've all done that in church. You hear them, amen. What does that mean? I don't know. I just say amen. You understand? So, but this concept is not strange. It's just strange to the way we change the system of church. But it's not strange to God. Because Yeshua, who is the true teacher, the true rabbi, right, when he got, you know, we call it disciple in church. But in the Bible, according to God, according to Elohim and Yeshua, he didn't call disciples. He called Talmudim, which is students. So he didn't go around to get followers. Groupies, become a member. He picked students. That's what they were all called. The word disciple in Hebrew is Talmudim. You see that concept? And you see the concept of him always teaching them, testing them. Why would a teacher get followers? Teacher get students. You see that concept? So we ought to be students. That's what God said. We ought to be students of life. That's why tests come. When you're in school, you get tested. Life is a school. When you get tested, you go to the next grade. You get promoted. That's why you go through the same thing, because you're not passing. You get it now? So that means the concept that you're not supposed to just pick up your Bible and go to church and say amen. The concept, you're supposed to be a student. You're supposed to study. You're supposed to implement the things that the teacher have taught. Ah, that's something that people are, you actually do what the pastor say? Oh, we all? I said, I remember first time they answered it. Okay, they're like, you actually listen to Bishop? I'm like, yeah. I thought all of us was. And I started understanding the system of the church. We're supposed to implement. Now, church, you preached a good message. We'll praise the Lord for you. But those that are around me know they run after class because you're around. I'm asking, what you learned today? And now they start taking notes and going, well, let me tell you, everybody ready now. Let me tell you what I learned. I said, don't repeat what I said. I won't know what you learned. Because you got to be held accountable for what you heard. And if you're not passing in my class, you're going to get put out. I don't want you to keep coming because you're my groupie. I'm going to be in the support. I'm going to be right with you. First of all, you're going to be frustrating me because your brain is not moving. You're not growing. And I can't talk to you maturely because your little feelings are going to get hurt every 5 minutes. You shouldn't have talked to me like that. I don't know why you said like that. What you meant? You got to go. I love it. My season is over. Really? I'm so sorry to hear that. Really? The Lord bless you, keep you. Because you weren't being fruitful to me anyway. Okay, I'm going. Okay, The pizza, we're talking about pizza. That's okay, Lord. That's Passover. That is Passover. That is Passover. I mean, what is that in the church? Easter. You know, that's a different teacher. I got to get the other teacher about Easter because that's not in the Bible. Okay, Lord, help me. It is Easter. I'm telling you, the system has been changed. It says, so let us celebrate the Seder. The Seder is actually the ceremony during the Passover. Seder means order. Now, why would God talk about this scripture right now? It's not Passover. He said, get rid of the old Hamez so that you can be a new batch of dough. Hamez is not just represent just sin. The next level of that, it represent, let me tell you, it represent the very thing that you put in the dough that caused the dough to become bigger and what is that word, swollen? Okay. Exactly, yeast. Now, he said get rid of the Hamas. Hamas is the thing that is causing a reaction. Now, Passover, this scripture is not something that you just celebrate and you talk about doing Passover. The feast of God is to bring an awareness on how you ought to live daily. Passover, we say, okay, Passover is saying that when death passed, he sees the blood and it passed over you, right? Right. Okay, the blood, the death sees the blood represents life. Death actually represents the separation from the source. But if that death is passing by and saw you in the place of life, it passes over you. But the reason it does not pass, that death is separation from the death, it saw a door, an opportunity, and don't see life. Okay, real quick. That's what happened with Eve. Death didn't pass because the opportunity was given to death in a conversation. But if you are in a place of life, blood does not represent death. Blood, when Yeshua died on the execution stake, if I go again, not a cross, but execution stake, oh Lord. Now, when the blood dripped, the blood don't have to do with you crying, Lord God. The blood has to do with life. That's why even people that eat to somebody and die, the Lord died for me. Oh, God. It's not a funeral. It's life. That's why in Judaism, Passover, we celebrate the Torah. We said, we're laughing. Why are you crying and jerk? I'm sorry. Did I say that wrong? Lord, help me. Y'all have to help me. Forgive me. I mean no harm. But I just want to make it plain so you could see the difference. It's about life. So when you have life over you, you're in the place of life, the separation from the source doesn't stay. Because life represents you are connected to the source. That's why when God told Eve and said, you shall surely die, and it was still alive, meaning you will be separated from the source. And the only person that could reconnect you is him, is Yeshua, our Messiah. Does everybody get it so far? So, this particular scripture, when he said, get rid of the whole Amen, it's a way of life. Seder, I want you to remember that. The ceremony Seder means order. So in that place, there has to be order. Order, order, order is important. I want you to remember that, order. And I need you to stay right there. We're coming back to that. Okay. So now we move on to the next level. I'm going to come back to that, all right? So you have Hamas and you have all the Passover, right? Okay. Now, the next level. It's going to come together. 1 Corinthians 13 chapter, 11 verse 7.
When I was a child, I spoke like a child, thought like a child, argued like a child. Now that I have become a man, I have finished with childish ways.
Yeah. Hallelujah. When I was a child, the system is That's the first system. You spoke like a child. That's the first level. You spoke like a child, meaning you understand like a child. You process things like a child. Oh, Lord, I'm coming. You think like a child, meaning the choices that you make. What is the child represent? Child represent immaturity. I spoke immaturely. I understand immaturely. I think and process things immaturely. When I was immature, I understood immaturely. I spoke immaturely. I even argued immaturely. It's your fault. No, you did this to me. No. Now, I remember when you said that to me. No. Why you said that then? Immature. Immaturely. Take people. Take the argument someplace else. You know, wait. I thought we were talking about the child then. Yeah. Hey, now you end up over there somewhere in Timbuktu and like, why? Oh, I saw a picture. I wish I had time to fix that picture. Come here, Miss Gloria. Here's that. Here. Both of you. Go ahead. Bring your stuff with you. Bring that pad. Bring it. Bring another pad. Bring that other red pad. Yeah, bring that too. Let me tell you what I saw. Give her your pad. All right. Stand right there. No, face me. Stand behind her. Hold the pad like this for me. Yeah, just like that. I'm going to show you something. Here's the immaturity, right? The pad that she's holding is like a deck of cards. Right? Y'all play cards, right? I play dominoes. I don't know how to play cards, right? Now, what is the other stuff? Uno. I play Uno. It was the other one, Spoon. They're laughing because I just been vicious when they play Spoon. All right. You're talking to the person. And we're talking about something. Then I pull out of this deck to talk to this person. Now, how did you? I thought we. You keep pulling out of a different deck, and we're playing a different game. And I'm saying this because I don't know. How many games you play with cards? Give me some names. Spades. Give me another name. What is it? Tom. No. Tom. T-O-N-E. Talk. And play, what else? Speedy Bad, Spider-Man, I don't know. Tomato, shake mold, I don't know. Now, it depends on the game that you're playing. You cannot pull out of a spade if you play talk. A lot of times we have a conversation, you're pulling out of the deck of your past. And then you want to bring it up to the person and say, I ain't your mama. What are you talking about? I wasn't there. I didn't do that to you. And you study that. And you pull another hair. Yeah, and I remember what they did to me, and I ain't going to let you do that to me neither. Wow. And you sit there like, what in heaven? And that's what you put in the person, put your, I know I do that. I said, okay, that is a crazy file. I need to put you in my crazy file because you're crazy. You see what I'm saying? And that's what happens when you, and you don't recognize you're doing that because your soul, your mind is unattended. So every opportunity your mind gets to speak, it's going to go back to the court and pull something out of somebody. No, I'm talking to you about putting the trash out. What you talking about? Your mama put you in the drag. Well, that's why I can't put the trash out. It reminds me when my daddy put. Oh, my God. Oh, my God. So now you become high maintenance. I can't say nothing to you. I don't know. What else in that car back there? I don't know. You got to be careful what you say, how you say, when you say, what went behind what you say. In more tour. Thank you. I appreciate you to sit down here. You got to be careful not to do that. That is, oh, I'm stupid, but I understand the maturity. No, you got an issue. You got to deal with it. You think and process things in the truth. Oh, well, okay, Lord. Okay, you okay? You argue immaturely. You sometimes you got to have, and that word argue mean you your discussion. You got to be able to discuss things, people. We have to talk to people. I don't want to argue. And you like, I argue. I'm just talking about what the first thing. I don't want to argue. It's so immature. You can't even hold a decent conversation. If I'm unhappy about something, I don't like it. I can't tell you because you call it argument. What is this? We don't want to confront nothing. We don't want to have a communication. Well, sis, I want to talk to you about something that bothered me. When you did this and na-na-na, and it really na-na-na-na-na. And you're talking to me, you know what? We don't need to talk about this anymore. I want to argue with you. Oh, you don't know how much I hate that with a passion. Because I'm not called to children. I've just got to be honest. I am not called to immature people. I'm like, you got to go to a different class because this class is not for you. You know what I'm saying? It's like having a high school student or pre-K come to your university. And be like, you need to get out. You need to go back to where you come from. And go register back to your pre-K, because this is not the place. They don't want to listen, because they already have an agenda of what they want to say to you. And instead of being mature, listen, to say, I need to have a conversation with you about something that bothers me. No, but it sits right at the edge, waiting for you to say, your hair is pretty. Let me tell you what you said. Oh, my God. Did you hear me? I was trying to give you a comfort. No, they don't want to hear. Because they're already, but that's immaturity. That is a child. Be a woman and a man to stand up in people's face and speak to them and communicate with them like an adult. Sorry, baby, what you meant to me? Sorry, that's all to me. I know, you kicked me so bad. I don't understand why you talk to me like that. Going to hurt my feelings. What I say to you is not really what I want to say. I'm telling. Because if you say that, you really can't handle what I really want to say. Oh, my God. So I have to fake it out. Really? I'm so tired. But on the inside, you screaming, you immature child. I don't want to talk to you. But then you asking for grown-up blessings. You want grown-up business. Grown-up blessing, grown-up parents, and you want grown-up stuff. I want you to see something here. That your body is growing, but your mind is not developing. You ever talk to somebody by the time you're talking to them, you're like, oh, they sound like they're 16, and they're 60 years old. You ever seen that? I've seen that. I'm like, oh, wow, that's deep. They talk about stuff that is not even important, that have no meaning, no value, but how you moved the water and how you gave them the water, how you said good morning and how you didn't say good morning is important to them. I'm like, oh, my God. I saw how you passed by my face with you and like my stuff. Oh, my God. You like sister so-and-so, and I be liking your stuff, and you don't like my stuff. Oh, my God. Where's the delete button, please? Stuff that has nothing to do with your destiny. Nothing has to do with your life. It's not making you any money. Hello, somebody. It's not paying you bills, but you're taking that energy to argue about something that is unimportant. That burns me. You can be out there watching and making some money. And if you ever see that look while I'm talking to you, you know, on my inside, it says something completely different. Well, now I gotta fix my look now. Now here comes the next level.
righteous.
Now that I have become a man, I have finished with childish ways. Now that I have become mature. Now notice, it didn't say you have to stop doing childish things to become mature. When you become mature, you no longer have a desire to be immature. You have no longer have a desire for these, you know, that's when you start putting childish after you become immature. So putting things away does not make you immature. Just because your mama told you to put your toys away does not mean you stop being a child. Ooh. All right, I'm going to stop doing that. All right, I ain't going to do that no more. Self. It's still immature because in another conversation, another time, you're going to pick it right back up again. Did everybody understand that? Oh, my God. Okay. Now that you become mature, that means you upgrade your system. Your system get upgraded in maturity, meaning that when you're a mature person, when they have a responsibility, they do it. Children will tell their mama, I couldn't make up my bed because. I couldn't go to because. Children have excuses because. Adults don't have because. Because if you have consistency, if you are persevering to do something, right? If this don't work, you do that. If this don't work, you come up with a different plan. If that don't work, you come up with it. That's adult. That's maturity. Children, the first thing that come up, I couldn't do it because so-and-so had called me back. But when you, let's think back for a minute. Let's rewind before you got saved. Think about the consistency you had before you got saved. Think about the stuff that you want, how much you ran after. Think about it. Stuff that you wanted. You just went crazy. You went over walls to get them, right? Whether it's a mate, a man, a woman, or things, or car, whatever it is, you just went out. I'm going to get this. Right? So that means you have that consistency. You have that persevering. You have it. But when you got saved, you checked it out the door. You act like, now I'm we just come in, and then the mind and the brain is still out the door. Wait. What happened to the brain? Where's the mind? Because you said you don't have a mind?
Lord, have mercy on my soul.
How about Lord? I mean, this is something that I told you truth with you. Do you need to go sit on that chair back there that could help? I know that couch, I hate it too, that makes you go to sleep. Do you want to go sit on that chair back there? All right. I don't mind you just go back there. There's two seats back there. I don't mind. You sure? All right. I don't mind. I need to stay away. Yeah. I understand. That's why I didn't want the couch. But, you know, somebody didn't do what they were supposed to do again. When you have a responsibility, you be mature enough to get it done. Excuses, I hate with a passion and a fire. I hate excuses. I hate it. I could set it on fire. I hate it. Because if I want something, I'm going to go after it. I'm going to make it happen. I can't because it was raining. I can't because it was too hot. I can't because it was too cold. I can't because it was, oh my God. I can't go, there was a funeral passing by. I can't go, there was a wedding passing by. Oh my God! You notice even for the weather, they closed out, they closed the school, and a lot of business don't close. School, children, business, mature. Mm-hmm. That's the case, people in New York City wouldn't have no life. Anybody that live up north wouldn't have no luck. It's snowing outside. You like, to be that
We have to be honest that we have gotten to a place that we have accepted this dysfunction, this immature system in our lives, and we built walls and cities around this immaturity to keep us to stay right there. So we won't go out of this city because everything has been provided around us because we created. Oof. I don't like driving in the rain. Right? It's whether I call somebody to drive me, I'm going to drive and stop and call somebody to come and get me. But Sister Boy, one way or the other, Sister Boy. I that was a, that happened the other day, you know, taking care of, I have to tell y'all other stuff about TKC, right? And I had to go, see, persistent, and something that I really wanted. And I knew I had to go to the store and get this stuff that I needed, and I saw the sky, and I said, okay. All right, let me see, I'm going to do this. I'm going to go drive, I'm going to hurry up, and I'm going to beat this rain. And I'm going to come back and beat it, but I'm going to beat it. Right, and I drove and went and came back. It was raining real hard. I was like, all right, we're going to do this. And I said, before I made stop, I said, okay, I'm going to keep driving real fast. I kept looking at the cloud, and I was like, I'm going against it, and I'm just going to run away from the cloud. So I called one. I was like, all right, y'all going to have to come and get me. I'm going to stop right here under this bridge, and y'all going to come and get me. I'm going to keep driving until I can't drive no more. You want to understand that? All of that is, and I'm showing you that to tell you something. Every small thing in your life is to exercise that muscle in your mind. So when it comes to doing something very important that you need to do, that stupid excuse won't come up and keep you from getting what you need from God. Did anybody hear me? Everything in your life is for you to exercise. Everything. Do you understand? Everything. This is not an accident. That's not everything in everybody. No matter how crazy they are, there are another form of exercising your mind, your attitude, your character, your development to become better. You can't go on your prayer closet and say, my God, I want to be more mature. Lord, I want to be better. Lord, I want to do. You pray all that stuff. Should somebody come and do something? My God, I ain't telling you. Wait, you just pray. You got to learn to communicate like a mature adult. Open your mouth and speak. Oh, God, communication. You could tell it my pet peeve. I hate bad communication. I hate it. I hate it. People lose relationship because of bad communication and your perception instead of talking. And so that's what I thought you said. I thought that's what you. No, you have to walk away with a perception. It's not what the person said. Instead of being mature and talking and find out what they. I just thought you said. That's why I ain't talking to you no more. What? And I try to do that a lot. You know, I try to stop talking. Because of something that you thought that person said, but I didn't mean, and you find out 30 years later, that's not what they meant. But maturity will get you to, oh, God, here, okay. All right, maturity will get you to kill conflict. So I know what I'm going to say is going to cause you conflict. Instead of hurting you, it's going to do something. Instead of doing that, I'm going to communicate properly so I won't bring any conflict. But no, you want to say it like a child, wait till the person get mad, and here comes that child. Well, you know that's not what I meant. I meant this. You could have said that the first time, your childish immature. I hate that. I hate it because it's unnecessary. It's not God. You have to hear a person that just tell you one word. Just to get you mad. And then after you get mad, come out. Well, I wanted to say this. You just won't. Oh, my God. I usually now have a habit where they say one word I just look at.
Because you're waiting for a reaction. I'm not giving you one, so I'm going to wait till you finish this sentence, because that's immature. Because you want a reaction out of me. So you say something and you just, you pause. Because you want to see how I'm going to react. I hate that. I could just pick my shoe. I hate that because it opens gate that is unnecessary. Now you're gonna get everything in me to rouse up and get, and then you get high off me getting mad. I'm not here to supply your high. Some people make you emotionally responsible for them. You can write that down and put it in your mirror. You're responsible for their emotional state. I'm hurt. I feel this. I had low self-esteem. And this. I ain't responsible for your immaturity and your emotional roller coaster. But you make people emotionally. We're talking about this in the blog. Talk about you kidnap people's mind. You kidnap their fuck because you're crazy. That's how to sit there and listen to all your craziness. You kidding? I'm not saying I could be doing something more important than sitting there and listening to you making no sense. I am so not interested in what you got to say. But I got to say to my ear. Oh, yeah. So now you're going to have to tune them out. I don't know what they say. They say, you hear me? Yeah. Now you got to lie and repent that. Lord, forgive me because I just lied. You just take people through too much. Does anybody hear me? If you're going to speak, be mature, give all the information, and speak. Answer properly, and instead of trying to bring, I'm going to see how you're going to act towards me. I'm going to see if you really love me. I'm going to see if you're going to treat me right. I'm going to see if you're going to treat me as I'm relevant. You relevant. Lord, help my soul, somebody. This stuff wastes your time and your mind. You ever hear the commercial, your mind is a terrible thing to waste? Stop wasting your mind on stuff that is immature. Leave the immature stuff alone. I have caught myself being in an immature state with people mindset, and I had to step back and say, wait. These people are taking me to an emotional roller coaster. Then I start getting mad at me. Like, now you know better. You just let these crazy people take you.
Oh, I'm sorry. That's a private conversation.
These wonderful people are God. Understand, I'm not going to keep you long. I promise you, I'm about to go. Oh, it's almost time to leave. Oh, she's laughing. Oh, my God. The state of I speak as a child, I understand as a child. Your perspective is as a child. I'm going to show you this. Only a child can stay still.
Lord, I need a drink of milk.
Only a child can stay still. Stay right here. And you come back, they're gone. Only a child keeps wild, mommy. Why?
Here we go again. Why did I get a bottle that's like half open? Not half, what do you call it?
What is this?
Uneven.
Oh, okay. That's a good word. Unbalanced, uneven. I suffer from consequences. And loveless. I need my iPad. Praise the Lord. But if a child is the only one that can, you tell them, no, you don't need to know that right now. Why? Why can't I know that? I want to know that. I want to know that. See, there's a level in your mind that you cannot handle certain knowledge. And you keep seeking for knowledge and knowledge, and you're not even grown enough, mature enough to handle that knowledge. But you're seeking to want to know. You're seeking to want to know. Why? I want to know this. So I go study that. Oh, well, I'll just Google it. I just go find out. And then you end up wanting stuff, then you're able to. But a mature person will learn according to their level as they grow. Because once you learn it, you're being held responsible for what you know. Now you're looking really not normal that you know so much, if we look at your life and say, But you talk all that hanging and I'm a philosophy, I'm a graduate, I'm a doctor, I'm an and you're going to school and you have more degrees than a thermometer and all this stuff, but when you speak you sound like you're still 16. Do you understand? When people try to get more knowledge to cover themselves because again, something in the past had never been dealt with. But if I could take knowledge and cover it up, you won't see it. So I'll use knowledge to make you like me and make you need me. People use it with knowledge. They use it with their money. They use it with their body. Because I don't want to deal with what I have in mind. I want to deal with my, I don't want to deal with my past. So I'm going to bring all of that and cover it up and make you need me. Now, after I made you need me because of my money, my knowledge, I can't even handle a relationship with you because of my immature mind. So I get myself stuck in this realm and connect with you. I can't even handle your mind because my mind is not even immature enough to be in this place. But I bring all this stuff with me to make you need me. Does everybody understand what I'm saying? You're not as mature as you think you are. I don't know who that was for. I heard that so clearly. I don't know who this is. I'm going to close my eyes. It might be somebody online or the CD to go listen to. You're not as mature as you think you are. Because your action, your choices is going to tell you how mature you are. Ain't that something? How you communicate is going to tell you how mature you are. And some of us are afraid to have an adult conversation, so we run. And we say, well, let's say, I said, you should have called that sister and talked to her about it. Well, I didn't need to talk to her. I talked to her daughter. So you run it from mature conversation, so you better speak to the daughter, the person that's not going to relate the message or the message meaning the person you need to talk to. You won't call them. You call everybody that's around them, but you won't talk to them because you are afraid of a mature conversation. This is a moment of truth. This is not for you to think about a moment of wonder who it is. It's you. Does anybody understand that? This is food for your thought. As I said, as God said in the beginning, there's a gate of maturity that's open. If your mind does not match that gate, you cannot enter. And you could sit right there and cry, amen, hallelujah. Do you remember the man in the beautiful place that could not go in? But he was in the beautiful place. But too handicapped. Oh, Lord. Not everybody that's even around me or say they're connected with me can even handle where I am. What does that mean? Because where I am demands a standard of maturity. You just want to say to them, I know, hey, I'm a hard daughter, I'm a hard son. Ah, please. Just talking. I'm President Obama's best friend. Okay. You know, so I could just say it. Me and Oprah had lunch yesterday. And I'm her daughter. I'm just talking. Show me the fruit. And it would be sad for you to be connected to a place of maturity and you're still in the state of where you are. Sad. Because God didn't bring you here to stay the same. He's going to challenge you. And you're going to make a choice. No, that's all right. Or you're going to say, okay. Because transformation is painful. You do know that, right? So you think it's the devil because they hurt. That must be the devil because they hurt so bad. I know if it was God, it would be easy. You're not reading the same Bible. You're not reading the same Bible. Transition. It's painful. And sometimes you're just not ready to move and you rather stay. You make a decision to stay in that place of immaturity by your action. I never said that. Your action shows that you're not ready. Can I use you as an example this morning? Because I said it was also Ruth yesterday too, both of y'all. I said, so you're coming? Yes. I said, but you came through the rain. It's flooded. She said, I had no choice. I said, oh, finally got a clue. I let you make your choice. If you said, no, I'm not able to, I'm like, okay, cool. But when you get to a place of maturity where you say, I have no choice, does anybody understand that? Nobody forcing you to do anything. When you come to a place between you and yourself, I have no choice. Does everybody understand? And when she says, and both of them said, well, I have no choice. So there's no complaining. There's no excuse. If I have to take a skateboard, a boat, a helicopter, I'm going to do what I need to do. You on the from the street, that's maturity. You do what you got to do to make it work. I mean, come on. Everybody understand that. When we get to church, we get so pissed at it.
You don't look at it like that.
Oh, my God. You need to go back and be unsafe again and go get what you left behind. We did what our mother and father even did when they were supposed to raise us, to feed us, to clothe us, right? But now we have more stuff. We know more of God. There's more available to us, and we have more excuses. Hallelujah. The opportunity that you have to grow and develop is on a timer. It's on a timer. You only have a certain amount of time to grow. Example, let me give you the Bible. Yeshua came by the tree. What did he say? Remember the example that they came by the tree, and the tree was not growing. He said, take this tree, cut this tree down. Then the man said, no, give it more time. Okay, I'm going to give you this amount of time. If you don't grow any fruit, you die. I'm just using, you know. Nobody said about the fruit. I'm looking even in the book of John about the breast that bear no fruit. He said, cut it down, burn it. You only have a certain amount of time. Now, let me tell you this. When God gave you that time, right, and he moved that cloud for you to grow, he doesn't move the stuff around you saying, I can't do that because I got this going on. I can't do that. No, but two people start putting things in order. You don't wait. You sit there like a child. I'm just going to wait till God, like mommy moved. I'm going to wait till mommy move me out this crib. I can't move out this crib till mommy get me out. That's what you're saying. But an adult, I've already given you the provision. I've given you everything, including a mind, including the ability to think, including the power of life and death in your tongue. I've given you every tool that you need. What is your excuse? I'll answer that for you. I'm lazy. I'm lazy, and I like being immature, and I like to sit in my dirty diaper. Oh, I know. That just don't sound right. But it's true. And you sit there, and you cry, God, come and get me. Notice everybody passing you by? Nobody's changing your pepper. And you're not growing. You're not developing. You're not getting anything. Here's what you think you're moving. You're going like this. And to you think you're moving. and you just go in a circle. So to you, yes, I'm moving. But hello, don't you see you have the same scenery? Didn't you see this one before? Do you remember? Don't you get tired of it? I've been through this 30 times. I can't get over what? Because you're going like this. See, but let me show you something. So when you move from this spot, what you go through, you go over here, you think this is God. Because you're going like this. And you're like, oh, I'm over it. Yeah, I'm all right. Until you come around again. Oh, wait. And then you move a little further. You're like, oh, yeah, I'm over it. And you move around the circles again. You're like, oh, it's God. Thank you, Lord. And you come around. Man, enough with the devil. Let me kill her. And after you watch, 10 years pass by, 20 years pass by, 30 years pass by. Still in the same cycle. Nothing has happened. Do you know I have a picture for y'all? Do you know that shows this for me in your brain? Because that's why I teach you about it. There's no way you're going to know who you are unless you understand the function of your brain. God didn't create, he created the brain, right? He created every function, who you are, how you live, have to do with your brain. Even maturity in your brain, a child brain, you see that? So it looks different. Five-year-old brain, the teenager brain, the preteen, and a 20-year-old brain. You see the color change? It should be a maturity taking place. And some of us, our body is changing. But our brain still tricolor. So I look and I'm like, you kind of 45. But the brain is actually really colorful. When you get mature, you get to a place, you say, you know what? I ain't got time for this. You don't want to deceive yourself no more. You don't want to, what is that word? Compromise. You don't want to compromise anymore. You don't want to settle. You'll be like, only children do that. Like, well, it'll be all right. He'll change. Oh, Lord. Here I go again. I just got to give him a couple of more months. He'll be all right. Well, that's just one fault. He have a lot of good things, and you're talking yourself into it. He have a lot of good things. That stuff right there, my heart, I could handle that. That'll be all right. Okay. Move that out the way. Yeah, he's a good man. He'll take care of me. Well, no, she'll be all right. Something's going to change. Yeah, he'll be all right. And that's immature. Mature people, you know what? Yeah, you might be all right. You might be changed. But you know what? Catch me on the other side because I got to go. Let me know when you're ready. Come here, you got time for babysitting. Wait till you change. That's okay, let me show you that. God help me. Here we go again, that unbalanced out of order thing. Now you want to be intercessor. So I'm going to be his intercessor for him to change. You go ahead and be an intercessor all you want. Because me, I'm going to be a mature woman that knows how to intercede. And I'm going to intercede for you on the other side of the path. Okay, baby. And I could also recognize that I could only intercede so far because I can't intercede against your will. Because if your little pretty self want to stay immature, I can't change that. And it's not like you don't have to change. That's my favorite word, right? Y'all can pick it up with me. You don't have to change. You can stay just where you are. I have to make a decision if I want that. You can stay crazy, you can stay immature, you can flip, you can do whatever. I'm going to make the decision if I want to stay there. If I want that, I'm the one that has to change, not you. I'm going to change by leaving your wonderful self right here. You understand what I'm saying? That's maturity. I'm not going to say, you did that to me, you got to change. I don't like that about you. You did that, man. Those days only last for a minute. Maturity settle. Catch you on the other side. If you ever get mature, catch me on that journey of successful life. You'll take some cut and meet me. I'm not gonna compromise, go through no bushes and come and get you. What kind of mess? But just in case Frank will meet me right here, so I'm gonna stay right by these bushes. That's the devil. So you start compromising, putting things aside. I'm not compromising my mindset. I'm not compromising my soul. I'm not compromising none of that. I only have one life to live. I've been through enough to know that I don't want to do that anymore. Did anybody understand what I'm saying? This is a place of maturity. That people make choices based on, I'm scared to be by myself. I got to have sex. I got to have money. I want somebody to pay my bills. Oh, my God. You make decisions based on how bad your credit is. I'm tired of riding the bus, so I'm going to make a decision so I can have a car. What? Lord, have mercy. I don't know where I am, but Lord, you know where I am. Where I'm located right now. Lord, have mercy. Who am I talking to? Don't tell me. Oh, Lord. Woo! I just thought I had nothing to say there. I had nothing to say. What? It's time for an upgrade, people. Anybody say it's time for an upgrade. And you know how it's going to happen? Every single day. Every situation throughout the day.
Thank you so much for joining us for this rebroadcast of Detox Your Mentality. It's time for an upgrade with Dr. Hannah Josue. We hope that you got some fabulous notes and that you are able to implement those things that you learned today. Again, we encourage you to connect with the class. Watch Rabbi Hannah Josue's Facebook page and then see the upcoming classes through the November month. We're excited about those and we want you to be excited also. Please thank you, and we thank you again for everything. We thank you again for tuning in, and we'll see you next week.
Has your soul been longing for a greater revelation of God and His Word as you study, teach, and pray? Have you noticed an unexplained desire lately to learn more about the Jewishness of the gospel? Well, get ready, because this desire will be set on fire as you begin to dig deeper into the study of the Jewish roots of our Christian faith. The Lord has ignited Rabbi Hannah Josue with a passion for prayer. It's in our mandate to raise a kingdom of intercessors.
Bless all you, O Lord our God, King of...
You've tuned in to the best
Blog Talk Radio Show
with Hannah Josue.